Good morning. It's 6:32 a.m. on Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019. Yeah, 6:32. I've been up about an hour and a half. I got up around 5. Not because the cats woke me or anything, but just because I had forgotten to take my medication last night, so it was a rough night. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I took the pills when I got up, but that just means I'm going to feel weird all day. So before I got sidetracked and sucked up into anything time-consuming, I had about a half a cup of coffee and strapped on the boots and decided I'd get the walk out of the way before the day heated up anymore. It's middle 50s. It's a pleasantly cool morning. Almost entirely blue sky. I just noticed there's clouds off to the south. A little puffy cumulus action going on down here. Probably caused by some sort of atmospheric disruption. So I'm really kind of foggy. I don't really know what I'm going to talk about or if this is going to be another Best of Nathan's Boots episode. We'll see. So, yesterday I had a couple of goals in terms of writing, in terms of getting darkness moved along toward its paperback inevitability, and as so often happens when I get plugged into a project, I saw it all the way through to the point where I placed the order for the galley, the physical galley, so it'll come probably in the next couple, 3 weeks. Given the length of time it takes KDP to get a book put together and shipped compared to CreateSpace, I don't know how long it's going to be. Good morning. But it certainly won't be this week. I might ship it this week, but I won't get it this week. But yeah, the book went together pretty well. The big difficulty was that I couldn't get Adobe Reader to show it to me in the correct page size. It actually generated the file Lix, my layout software, actually developed and extruded the file in the right format so that when I uploaded it to KDP, it actually fell on the page correctly. But I spent like an hour, maybe two, trying to get it to actually format, to get Adobe Reader to recognize that the file being generated was a 9x6 and not 8.5x11. Or 6x9 and not 8.5x11. Wouldn't work. Couldn't find anything that would read that file as anything other than 8.5x11. It was frustrating. Very, very frustrating. And this is new because it always used to generate the file in the format that it was, or display the file in the format it was generated in. It was not doing something stupid like querying a printer to find out what paper was installed in it, which is apparently what it's doing. Good morning. Haven't seen her in a while. Of course, I haven't walked at this hour of the day in rather a long time. And I clearly need to do that because it's going to get hot. That's an interesting smell. Some sort of flower. Shrub or something. So, yeah, it's going to get hot. And I'll go home. I'm debating on whether or not I'm going to do oatmeal or just wimp out and do the peanut butter toast route again. I like the peanut butter toast in the morning. It's a little bit of protein, it's a little bit of carb. That's about 250 calories. Well, less than that. So. Well, not by much. 120 for the bread. And another 100 for the peanut butter, so 220. Well, on a 1500 calorie day, that's a pretty small amount, so it's not too bad. Last night with the kid doing something with a utility knife, and the ball-jointed doll managed to stab his palm. Bled like a son of a gun. But it didn't appear to be all that deep. And we did manage to get the bleeding under control relatively easily. Got a bandage on it and applied some more direct pressure. Seemed to have cleaned up pretty well. We'll watch it for infection. Beside the road, hiding under the bush. Aspen's still bent over from the snow, I think. Don't know if that'll straighten up as the season goes along or if they're going to be permanently bent now. make it an eastern turn here, looking toward the east for 0.4 miles. Almost half a mile between here and the other end. I'm actually grateful that there's some shade. I'm wearing 3 layers. I've got my polo and a hoodie, and then my windbreaker on the top. So I'm a little bit overdressed for 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, somebody's put a sticker on the reflector. What does it say? Green Earth Brewing Company. Say it with me, Monk Post. Put one on each side. Okay. So one of the people that I met last February, and I should put on my blinker lights for a right turn in the conversation. One of the people that I met in Austin at Smarter Artists was a guy named Chris Plough, P-L-U-G-H, and he runs an outfit called Adventure X. He's one of these people who does really weird and interesting things. So one of his major projects each year is a motorcycle trip across Bhutan. And he put up a video yesterday of some highlights from this year's April trip. And there's another one apparently scheduled for November. And it looks fascinating. It looks totally intriguing. Bhutan is one of those places where I know pretty much nothing about it. It's somewhere over in the Far East. And I don't know. North of Thailand, probably. I'd have to look on the map. I couldn't tell you where it is right off the top of my head. It's somewhere in or near the Himalayas. It's somewhere over there. But it looks fascinating. It's like this is, an adventure where 10 guys on motorbikes ride across Bhutan off the beaten path, not taking tourist routes, rutted, grubby roads, periodically taking the hikes up into the mountains. Looks fascinating. It's one of those. It's one of those efforts that one does as a personal kind of test, as a journey of inner as well as outer exploration. It just seems like it would be a really interesting thing to do. And going back to the literary band again, McKee book still seems to resonate. The chapter I'm reading now is about the inciting incident, the thing that triggers the action of the story, the thing that inevitably sets the main character on the path, even though there may be 3 or 4 opportunities for the character to refuse, ultimately they have to actually do it, or the book ends pretty quickly without a successful or satisfying resolution, because the obligatory scene, the scene at the end of the book where there is the showdown. And the interesting part to me is that these are not aspects of storytelling that I necessarily subscribed to in the past. I'm not sure I do still, because clearly I'm doing something with my books. And a lot of it has to do with the empathy factor. A lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm telling stories about people doing things that readers can relate to on a very fundamental level, even though they're not terribly exciting. The risks, the rewards, the things that plague them are very much people-oriented stories. So even though Darkness has a certain amount of mystery and action-adventure in it, the real focus of the story is not there. That's just sort of the MacGuffin. The real story is Ishmael beginning to find his way out in some kind of meaningful way out of the depression, the post-traumatic stress, all of those things that caused him to retreat, in a very real sense, retreat from the world, from the universe that he lives in. Just why they, people really didn't like the middle book, because it was just gray. It was just, Ishmael was not himself, which was the point. So I don't know how I take this. I don't know how I think about this. And it's not a formula. I get it. McKee keeps saying it's not a formula, it's not a formula, it's not a formula. It's the structure. And just like, at least four walls, a roof, a door, maybe a window, is the structure of a house, the way a house gets built is really up to the architect and the builder to make a place where one or more people might live. And so it's not a formula, but it is an exploration of the pieces that make the story a story, as opposed to just a string of vignettes, just a string of scenes that are clearly related, but don't actually form the story. Having a hard time to focus. The meds have been in my system long enough now that between the lack of sleep and the medication, my head is just sort of, it feels like I'm like a bobble-headed doll. Even though I know my head is not bobbling, it feels like it is. It's okay, I'm almost back. Get some food, that'll help. I will have done my first 2 miles for the day. I got my 4 miles in yesterday. I did 2 miles in the morning. I did the 2 miles in the evening. And here I am. At the back gate. Point where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.